This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities, from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Now we start tonight in the former Czechoslovakia. God forbid you say that anymore. But there's been an interesting survey done, sponsored by the Erasmus program. And they have looked into the attitudes of young Czechs and Slovaks in regards to a range of social issues, including attitudes towards the LGBTI community. So 1,500 15 to 29-year-olds were surveyed. And look, if you know the two countries, there's no major surprises here that the Czechs, on the whole, came out as more liberal. Not on all things. Funny enough, the Slovaks are a little bit more liberal when it comes to immigrants, Muslims, and alcoholics, but are, of course...
That's nice to know.
Yes, but as a good Catholic country, are more conservative when it comes to LGBTI rights, and quite stark difference, particularly trans, attitudes to trans community. So Czechs are more tolerant, as I said. And so, for example, one statistic here is that 11% of Czechs would object to, young Czechs objected to the idea of living next to someone who is from the LGBTI community, while close to a quarter of Slovaks.
And double the number of Slovaks said they would not want to live next to a trans.
Trans person, yes. Yeah. So that was actually the previous statistic, really just for gays and lesbians. But yes, the attitudes in both countries were more conservative regarding trans. But and Czechs were more open to things like abortion, while Slovaks, again, no great surprises for, I mean, if you know the country, it is more rural, it is more religious, and it is more Catholic, while the
Czechos- is interesting, though, when you know within a country, or what was a country, how there can be such differences. Yeah. I was thinking, oh, for Australia, what would that look like? You know, would it be
Queensland?
Everyone New South in Wales. Queensland.
Back in the day, no longer, but you know, like yeah, well, you can. It's I mean, really, Slovakia was always the sort of country bumpkin of to the Czech Republic's more urbane population. But there you go.
Now, I've been keeping an eye on Turkey, and in fact, we're chasing an interview in Turkey with some LGBT groups there. The latest in this very painful experience for Turkey's LGBT community, Turkey has severed ties with the landmark Istanbul Convention, which is intended to tackle violence against women and minorities. Now, this is, just let me remind you, this is the Istanbul Convention that was signed in Istanbul and Turkey is withdrawing from this convention.
This yeah.
Was, and this has come out of the blue. It's been quite a sudden move by the government. In a statement, they said that it clashed with the family values of Turkey as it, quote, normalised homosexuality.
Where have we heard this before?
Yeah.
And family it's, values.
It's really been going downhill for the LGBT community there. And it really seems to be allowing, as we were talking before, it's almost giving permission to people within the population to target the LGBT community. Yeah.
The light in this sort of dark tunnel, I suppose, is that once again, this brought thousands of Turks out on the street, particularly in Istanbul itself and Ankara, the two more liberal cities that tend to swing more strongly against Erdogan, because, of course, this was largely orchestrated by Erdogan's party. So, you know, there is some positive signs that they're not going to sit by and let this pass.
Exactly, and that parallel between LGBT rights and women's rights.
Here we go again. Yeah. Echoes of Honduras.
Have you got some good news for us, Shannon?
Yeah, so I mean, look, it's more North Korea adjacent than, you know, good news coming out of North Korea.
Yeah, I just love the headline. Some good news for the LGBT community in North Korea.
So Jang Yong-jin was North Korea's, well, so far only openly gay defector. And he has found love during lockdown. Aww. Everyone's, I know, everyone's dream, I think. So they met last...
I tried.
Yeah. So they met last year on a dating site. He was in South Korea and the new partner is in the US. And after 4 months of chatting online, he flew to the US to meet him, meet the partner, Min-soo. And they said they have gotten to know each other so well during lockdown that wedding bells are a-ringing.
Wow. Well, you'd think, yeah, lockdown would either make or break that relationship. Like, you know, you got to, that's pretty amazing though. I don't think I could do it.
Ever lose a conversation. You'd always have something to talk about. Tell me about North Korea.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just sit there and listen.
As Jason said, the article says that also that, you know, as he's quoted as saying that, you know, this, the hermit kingdom, people there have really no concept of homosexuality and the awareness of these issues at all.
Well, we'll watch out for those wedding bells because that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.